Well, what do you know? A whole week has gone by, and it's time for the Children's Bible Club to meet again. Where does the time go so fast? Hi, boys and girls. I'm Aunt Carolyn, with you for a good story from God's Word. Plus, the choir wants you to chip in and help them sing and bring praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know that bringing praise to the Lord is really our purpose in life? Many kids seem to think that they're on this earth just to live for themselves or their own pleasure or make money or have fun. But the Bible says in Revelation 4:11, "For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Isaiah 43:7 says, "I have created him, man, boys and girls, for my glory." For if we're to please God and be happy ourselves, we must put him first and do everything to please and bring glory to him. That's quite a task, but it's one of joy and great reward. So let's focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and his word all day long, and especially now during our CBC time. So join the choir as they sing under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Let's rattle our mailbag and see what I can share with you this week. Here's a good letter from Antigua. Dear Aunt Carolyn, I've been listening to your program for about a month or so. I love your program, and it encourages me to become a better 9-year-old. I listened to the program on 1161 AM. I found out the answer to the question last week, but didn't have the time to write. Anyway, I have time to write now, and that's just what I'm doing. I would like for you to ask more questions so I can find them out. And here's another good one. I'm not a kid, but I wouldn't miss your program. I hear it on 89.9 WOEL every Saturday. I'd like a catalog as I need something for my granddaughter. Well, those are good letters. Now, you might be like that first girl. You've meant to write, Aunt Carolyn, but somehow just haven't got around to do it. So today's the time to take the time to write. Let me know what station you're hearing. Hey, we Bible Clubbers have to stick together. So let me hear from you this week. Write Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. USA, or write by email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. And did you know that you can hear the Children's Bible Club broadcast throughout the week on the Internet? Open our website, ChildrensBibleClub.com. Click on CBC Radio Program Listing. Then click on the title of the story you would like to hear.
Now, let's move ahead towards story time as the choir sings a favorite. Say, don't point your finger at Abram. What would you do if you heard that a lady 90 years old was going to have a baby? You'd probably faint. Oh, how patient God was. Time after time he reminded Abram of his promise of a son. After Ishmael was born, Abram thought that was it. Ishmael would be his heir. But God hadn't changed his mind or his promise. Again, when Abram was 99 years old, God reassured him that he would make of him a great nation. Beside that, God changed Abram's name to Abraham, which meant father of many nations. To top it off, God told Abraham to change his wife Sarai's name to Sarah, a princess, because she would become a mother of many nations. It was too much for Abraham. He fell on his face and laughed that such a thing would be possible. But never underestimate the God of heaven. He can do anything. One day, as Abram was sitting in the door of his tent in the heat of the day, resting from the boiling sun, he looked up to see three men coming. Hospitality was very important in Bible days. There weren't any restaurants or quick burger stands in Canaan where travelers could get lunch, so Abram got up to help the wayfarers. It's good that he did, too, because one of the men was the Lord himself, and the other two were angels appearing as men. Why would they be coming? Abraham called for water to bathe the travelers' feet and made them comfortable while he hurried to get ready to feed them. Sarah, hurry! We have company for dinner. Quick, make some bread. Then he had his servants kill a nice calf and dress it for meat. And by the time it was all ready, the men sat down to a lovely dinner of meal cakes, tender juicy roast beef, and plenty of milk and butter. Good. The men enjoyed the good meal, no doubt, but they'd come on important business that couldn't wait any longer. The Lord asked where Sarah was. Abraham replied, in the tent. The Lord said, at the time appointed, she will have a son. Uh-oh! Sarah was in the tent behind the door. Maybe she was eavesdropping on purpose, but anyway, she heard that announcement, and now it was she who laughed. And God said, why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for God? That frightened Sarah, and she denied laughing. But God saw and heard. Never a word or act or thought gets by the Lord. He not only can do anything, he knows everything. As the two men walked on ahead, God had something very important to tell his servant Abraham. Abraham, the people of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah have so rebelled against my law, they have so defied me, and the outcry has come up before me so blatantly that I must destroy the cities for such wickedness. Abraham's mind raced. His nephew Lot lived in Sodom. What about Lot? What about his family? Abraham didn't want to presume on God's grace, but he asked, what if you can find 50 righteous people in the city? Would you still destroy the town? God answered, no, if I find 50 righteous, I won't destroy it. Well, Lord, what if there are 45? No, I won't destroy it if I can find 45 righteous. That was good. God was being merciful. And Abraham begged God to spare Sodom all the way down to 30, 20, and at last 10. God in his goodness promised Abraham that he would spare the city if he could find even 10 righteous ones. What a relief that was to Abraham. With Lot and his family, plus just two more, surely there would be at least 10. The Lord went on his way, and Abraham went back to his tent. But I doubt he had much rest that night. Years before, he had seen Lot make a wrong, selfish choice, and now the accounting time had come. Abraham's heart must have been heavy as he looked beyond the horizon toward Sodom and Gomorrah. What would happen? Well, we'll find out next time, so you be listening. But in the meantime, remember, just like Lot, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, there is an accounting day, there is a judgment day, there is a payday coming. Be sure your sins will find you out. Every one of us shall give account of ourselves to God. Oh, boys and girls, take care of your business with God now before it's too late. Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. He was buried and rose again, so that he now can forgive your sin and make you righteous in God's sight. Don't put off salvation. Today receive Christ and his salvation. And now, be listening next time to find out about Lot. And may the Lord richly bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.